With word on the street that spring 2024 had a couple slappers on the menu, of course we were going to get an anime radar under our belt and take a little gander at a couple of them. Two genre benders. We took a little peek at Kaiju number 8 along with Go-Go Loser Ranger. We'd heard some good things in our Discord. So after checking out 3 episodes of each, we're going to just talk a little bit about each, not spoil too much, and essentially just situate, should it be on your radar or not? So let's just get right into it. Welcome back to the I Married a Weeb podcast. It's your favorite anime podcast. That's 2-year-old is slowly teaching us the art of the deal. We're getting really good at negotiating as we're getting a little desperate each Sunday to get her to please let us just record the podcast. But that's besides the point. Hey, are you new here? Hi, my name's Tom. Been watching anime for a little bit. And when I was in college, I met a nice cute girl and she said, I'd like to watch those cartoons with you. I was kind of into that idea. And now we're married and we talk about the shows we watch on this here podcast. As a matter of fact, she's right here. What's your name over there?
I'm Danielle.
Danielle, that's right. So if you end up liking what you're listening to today, make sure to give us a follow and a rating on whatever it is that you're listening to us on. And if you want a quick update on what each Monday's episode is, you could check us out on Instagram at iMarriedAWeebPod on Instagram, as well as getting into our Discord, which could be found in our Instagram profile or the description of this here episode. I'll be honest, the Discord's the best way to contact us because that's where that's our bread and butter. That's where we're talking to the homies. So if you even just want a Discord to talk about the shows and manga that you're currently into, this is the spot. So roll on in. We're all decent people, I think. So that'll be nice. Speaking of nice, how you doing over there?
Doing all right.
Yeah.
Excited to be watching some new shows for once.
No, it's nice to be caught up, but also not great to be caught up.
Because now we have to wait.
Now we got to wait week by week, and that's fine. And we'll definitely get into which of these shows we like above the others. Yeah, and don't worry, I didn't forget about you guys who are not new here. My gosh, thanks for coming back for another episode. I got you. Made you think I forgot, but I didn't. So yeah, seriously, appreciate you and hope that you're having a good start to the week. Great, 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 great. Yeah, no, these two shows, we knew even just from a mile away that we'd heard so much about both by the time that they were airing this season that we knew we were going to dip into a little bit of it. You know what I mean? Go-Go Loser Ranger, that's just right up my alley and it seems super different enough. And then Kaiju number 8, it's not crazy different, but it's a nice take on the Kaiju genre. Hardly, I mean, Kaiju isn't even the main point just yet. Well, kind of. We'll get into it. Isn't that lovely? Cool. Some quick little hit of anime news for everyone who's been waiting. Has just been sitting there sweating. Please, when do we get that news? Well, the first one, going to one of our favorite shows of all time, Hunter x Hunter. Well, there's a fighting game coming out called Nen Impact. How sick. It's finally showing off some of the gameplay. Confirmed it is a tag team kind of, swap in, swap out. You're going to have 3 characters on your team. Swap them in at certain moments and fight. I'll be 100. I'm going to still play it. All right. I'm not hating on it. I'm going to play it. Doesn't look right.
Fighters, Dragon Ball Fighters looks a lot better.
Arc System Works is making it a little harder for the old tertiary companies to be making these games because it's definitely, hey, you know what? I don't know where we are in the development stage of it all. So maybe this was just, maybe it's going to be awesome.
Maybe that's like the beta.
Perhaps. I wonder. So that's something to keep the old peepers peeped for. That should be fun, even if it's not. You know what I mean? This one goes out to that daughter that, again, didn't want to go to bed tonight. Our daughter Faye loves Pokemon Horizons, the new anime with the female protagonist. Big fan of Litten and all that little adventure. The show's not too bad. I was watching it with her.
You mean Sprigatito?
What did I say? Litten?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Litten's probably in there somewhere, yeah, but she's got Sprigatito, which turns into Florigato, which turns into, I was going to say, I don't know.
Looking at the poster here, it looks like we got a little Florigato action.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I like
Sprigatito. Coco didn't evolve, though. Apparently slacking. That's okay. But anyways... because it's such a decent Pokemon show, me and her crushed through a bunch of the episodes and got all caught up. But it looks like Netflix is going to be streaming new episodes starting May 10th.
Oh, no.
So more on the menu. That's great.
She's rolling through Sonic right now.
Sonic Prime, I believe, is what it's called. Big shout out to J-Rod. I already told him in the Discord because me and him are Sonic homies. Sonic fans are few and far between, I'll tell you that much. All stemming back to the Dreamcast and Sonic Adventure 1 and 2. Let's face it, when Shadow got into the mix, we were all like, maybe we're kind of into Sonic. And some of us never left that. And now I get to watch a show with my daughter. She had just known who Sonic was based on a couple of things that I have. And then one day we're just scrolling on Netflix. We find Sonic Prime. She's like, let's watch that one. Yeah, we're invested. Okay. It's pretty much an anime based on how hard the cliffhangers are.
Yeah.
By the end of the episode, she looks at me, she goes, one more. I'm like, yeah, I should be telling you no, but we need to know what's going on. And I know darn well there's going to be another cliffhanger. Ugh.
The cliffhangers are pretty rough.
They are. That's okay. It's a fun show. I guess there's 3 seasons. We're already on season 2. And by seasons, I mean, it's like 8 episodes. Let's get real.
Because you guys haven't been watching it that long.
No. The art's pretty good, too.
Yeah, not as
garbage as we were thinking it was going
to
be.
Yeah, because she also loves How to Train Your Dragon. And that spinoff show on Netflix is Dookie.
That's a B squad.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not good.
I won't go full Dookie on it, but it's definitely not great. It's definitely not great.
It's worse than even the first How to Train Your Dragon movie.
Yeah, right.
Which you don't notice until you watch like 2 and 3. Oh. And then you go back to watch one. It's like, ooh.
It's like going back to Bug's Life. You're like, oh my God.
Well, Toy Story 1.
Toy Story 1 and Bug's Life. Who did this? We thought this was real. But I mean, that's how we felt with like PS2 games. Like, graphics couldn't get much better than
this.
Or
like the Laura Croft with her cone tits.
Yeah. The old Pira titties. Yeah. So good. Quintessential Quintuplets. The show we liked.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Well, apparently there's some type of a story game and it's getting a sequel this year. So if you guys were part of the 7 people who played that, don't worry. We're getting a sequel. But the actual good news here is that apparently there's the manga continued on and goes into their honeymoon. There's a new honeymoon anime coming out based on the manga. So we thought we were out, but they keep pulling us right back in. These 5 redheaded gals. It's okay. I'm actually kind of looking forward to that.
I'm kind of not.
Okay, then.
I want it to just be the honeymoon for, you know, the newlyweds. I really don't want it to be all 5 of them.
Well.
Or I guess the 4 wheels, the 4 fourth wheels.
And are you kidding me? Would you look at that? Bushiroad, the creators of Weish Wars, are going to be launching a new trading card game that is just solely a Quintessential Quintuplets card game.
What?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? The game will use newly created art, art from the manga, and newly created art by various illustrators. 5 different trial decks, 1 for each of the quintuplets, and the first booster pack will ship this year.
And it's a completely different game. It's not Y Short.
Yeah, no, it says it's a new trading card game.
Oh, weird.
I needed a new card game. I definitely needed another one. It's insane. Every time I go to the local game shop, there's a new Digimon card game, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Just getting crazy out here. There's not enough time on the planet. That's okay.
There's not enough money on the planet.
Ain't that the truth? But speaking of TCGs, we're back. We got our segues on lock. It's just perusing Instagram. Ended up finding a post. Someone was like, oh, I'm giving away a Gura, the Hololive shark girl, giving away a playmat You know, I'm like, they usually need you to do a bunch of stuff. No, this person was like, just like this post and then just comment something you appreciate. I'm like, well, that's an easy thing for me. I appreciate a heck of a lot of stuff. Let's just go with the cheesy shit. And of course, I appreciate my beautiful wife, my beautiful daughter, and the daughter that's en route, whose release date is June 7th currently. We'll see if it moves, but you never know.
Tom hopes it stays closer to the 7th so he can do the Bushi Road.
Listen.
Is it technically Bushi Road?
Yeah.
Is hosting the...
It's the Spring Fest in Rosemont, Illinois. They're going to be having a bunch of their card games. Shadowverse, Vanguard, Weiss Wars.
And then the tourney on the Sunday.
So there's a tourney on Sunday. I'd like to go. You need a team of three, though, so I still got to find a third. I don't know. It's getting... Card games, man. They'll get you. But anyways, I end up entering this giveaway and freaking won. So, yeah, that never happens. So that was pretty sick. So a big shout out to N4YTCG on Instagram. I think he's got a shop. He sells on TCG Trader. I don't know. I haven't ordered cards from him, but super genuine homie. Obviously, you don't need to do a giveaway, but he did one anyways. And on top of that, in the announcement post that he did announcing that we had won from the random comment picker or whatever, he said, congrats on winning, but the real gift comes in June. So just like a sweet post, just talking about how obviously we got the baby on the way. And then on top of that, included a booster box from the newest Psychano set for Weiss Wars as a free little bonus gift. Didn't need to do it, but did it anyways. I don't know if it's because we're a podcast or what, but wasn't lost on us. It was fun ripping those packs.
Yeah. I like ripping packs, and I did get all the good ones.
You did. That's why
I think you gave me all the luck.
Yeah. No, it's,
you were the one handing them out, so.
That's right.
I think you were a little jealous.
I was a little jealous.
I did pull the big boy.
The big boy. Yeah, I mean, we didn't get assigned or nothing, but we did get. It's a nice shiny card. I think it's a $5 card. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, enough about me. What's going on with you?
Not that much.
Yeah. Just, that's it?
Nope. Sorry, yawn. What? Not a good timing for the yawn.
I was going to say, I saw you starting to yawn. I'm like, this is, as an annoying husband, this is when I should ask the question. You know what I mean? I'm just making strides around here. No, you got a sprinkle next weekend, I believe.
I do. Sprinkle party.
Sprinkle party. For any of you guys who, like me, had no idea about any of this shit until you were just absolutely in it to win it. That's kind of like, you'll have a baby shower for your first kid, but once you have one, it's just like, I don't need all that stuff anymore. So you do a little, so my mom's hosting a little sprinkle.
Yeah, basically just need the double stroller.
And
that's basically it.
Other than that,
ask for a couple other things, but
the perks of just having girls, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Heck yeah. Stoked. Did a little bit of Facebook marketplacing this weekend.
I posted both of my items. One of them was a French easel, if you want to Google it. And then the other one is a jewelry making kit when I did like a soldering class in college. Yeah. I'm like, I don't need this crap in my basement anymore. So we're going to yeet it.
That's right.
Sold within, like, I had messages and sold within 5 minutes of posting both items. So I'm like, this doesn't happen a lot. So this is nice.
Not saying you said it in this way, but I love the low keyness of it. A French easel, Google it, peasants. That was nice.
Oh, because like, I don't
you guys
know how
don't
to
know.
I don't know how to like describe it. It's like you got like the basic of basic easels. Right. With the three, like the tripod with the little pegs to hold up your canvas. But this is like you can put your paints and your paintbrushes. It looks like a suitcase and then you can pop the legs out. It's a little nicer.
Absolutely. You're welcome, guys. I did that joke so that she would explain it to you. So take that. No, I had no idea until you showed me. And I'm like, that thing's kind of neat. It has a very Inspector Gadget feel when you're putting it together. It's a little cartoony.
Putting
that puppy together. But. No, she was very nice who bought it and said they were, she does fine art like full time. So good on her.
Yeah. And she, like I was asking, you know, if she does, cause I've seen people at like the local farmers markets, they sell their crafts, their jewelry or their paintings and stuff. And she said that she does exclusively like fine art, like markets, it sounds like. Not yeah. just like, you know, you go to your local farmer's market. So that was kind of cool. So I'm glad that someone's taking it that's actually going to use it, because I probably used it a couple times. That sure. thing is, that puppy's mint. I put in my description, like, what are the Facebook things? Like, good, like, used like new, basically. Yeah. And I put in there, like, it's just hella dusty. You just need to dust it. This yeah. thing's pretty mint.
Yeah. The only problem with the marketplace stuff is, because obviously we're beyond it. We're like, you know what? Just come to our house. Sure. Swell lady shows up. No, I'll call her girl. She looked young.
Sure. Our age, if not a little younger, but sure. not too young.
So she starts strolling up, and then I just open the door, and then she's like, and I like just motion in. I'm like, wait, is that weird? Should I not motion? It's just a weird thing. You're, because it's like, yeah, if I was picking something up, do I go inside? She even goes, oh, can I come inside? I'm like, yes. Everything just feels awkward.
It was a rainy, icky day out. So if it was nicer, which I was planning on, she beat me to the door because I went to go get my shoes. But I was going to bring it out on the porch so she didn't have to feel uncomfortable coming inside. But it was kind of like an icky, rainy day. So
yeah. Well, and I shouldn't have done that joke where I said, yeah, come on in. We're going to harvest your organs. She didn't like that. That's a weird joke to pull. You
know? Well, then me being pregnant, you know, I'm like, should I? She obviously wouldn't have known I was pregnant, but Tom always makes the joke, like, just watch where you're going. So no one, like, you know, you hear the stories out there of psycho people attacking pregnant women. And,
oh, yeah. And taking their babies.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? What a world. What a freaking world we live in. How morbid is that? Crazy.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
You brought me there.
I know.
You brought me to the cliff. I just jumped. I was like, I'll take this one. Yeah, no, it was on some like crime documentary. I heard about that. Those crime documentaries, those will get you wondering.
If it's the story that I know, that probably nearly everyone knows, what's most messed up about that woman that happened to was she did like a Facebook or Craigslist pickup, and it was for baby clothes. Isn't that effed?
That is effed.
Ugh. Ellen the chat.
Ellen the chat.
Is that what that's used for?
That was, you know, it was used correctly. It just wasn't expecting it there. Wasn't expecting it there. That's oh no, I think it's too late.
We're hitting our threshold.
Oh yeah, we are beyond the threshold. That humor gets me. That's funny. Oh boy.
I can still do it.
She's still got it. I don't care what they say about you.
No, I'm not. I'm doing the joke that I can actually make you laugh.
That's what I'm responding to.
Okay. I thought you meant that I can be funny.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm a mom anymore.
And normal people would probably cut this because it's just us being goofy, but that's staying because I got nothing else with it. All right, for the new folks that are pissed off, yes, let's talk about the shows that are in the title of this episode. So we'll go ahead and just
say. Do you want to start with this one?
No.
Okay.
We're going to start with Go Go Loser Ranger because I'm going to speak for both of us. And again, a big disclaimer, this is not a review. Anime radars are just us loosely talking about our initial thoughts. And again, do we think it's worth picking up if you haven't heard of it or something like that? I'll say for both, I think both are worth watching. Mm-hmm. Binging, we don't know that yet. We're only 3 episodes deep in each. But for just 3 episodes, and this isn't to discount one or the other. It's like we're parents talking about our children or something here, but like there's a better one of the two for us personally. So let's rip the Band-Aid and say that Go Go Loser Ranger is a great show, but we're not as into it as we are Kaiju 8. So those not in the know, what is Go Go Loser Ranger? Well, 13 years ago, this monster army shows up to invade Earth. But humanity has these protectors, the Dragon Keepers, a.k.a. just basically Power Rangers. If you watch Power Rangers back in the day, it's a ranger show. So you know what you're getting there. Well, the Rangers defeated them. just absolutely kicked their ass. And now, as kind of a, because they destroyed the leaders of these monsters, they went up in the ship and they're like, here's the deal, Chode boys.
To like their henchmen, basically.
Yeah, went to the, up to talk to the henchmen. He's like, listen, Chode boys, every Sunday now you're going to beam down. We're going to kick your ass. And then you're going to beam up, rinse, repeat. And we get to be a hero every week. So now it's kind of the old flipping on the head of the invaders who actually came as monsters are now unfortunately the downtrodden and are just cannot escape. So we've got one member of this monster army who is just goes by D, or is it Henchman D, or Fighter D?
Yeah.
Which, quick side note, is the voice actor for Subaru in ReZero. So that's a nice little nugget, am I right? And also Senku from Dr. Stone, which we still have to watch.
I know.
The last season of that. But anyways, he's kind of fed up with it. So he decides one day to kind of just start stepping towards the Rangers and has now gone covert as the monster army are able to shapeshift. So that's the base synopsis for the show thus far. So if that sounds interesting, again, we're going to say that it's definitely worth checking out. Thus far, it's got room to shit its pants, but for now, it's we just met this homie and he has not duked his pants in front of us, so we're saying he's a cool dude for now. Yeah, what are we liking thus far with the show? What are we disliking thus far with the show?
I definitely love the mystery with that blonde girl who's part of the Ranger squad, the Yellow Ranger squad.
Yeah, there's some intrigue going on, there's a lot of the humor's top notch in both of these shows. I think Kaiju is technically, for me, a bit sillier. As far as the comedy goes, I think it's a bit more wacky and
silly.
Okay,
yeah, sure.
The humor in this is still odd, but it's just, there's something about the pacing of the humor that, it's good. It's good. So as far as the Loser Ranger thing, as you were saying, you liked what?
Oh, this Yellow Ranger kind of.
The intrigue, yeah.
Because I don't know how.
We don't want to divulge too much.
Yeah, no. So it's hard to talk about it without giving too much away. But basically, Fighter D is trying to infiltrate and beat the Rangers because he's tired of being, as you said, trampled on every Sunday.
Yeah. There's some inside people who might also want that. So he's making allies in unlikely spots.
And just obviously we're only three episodes in, so we don't know all of the nuances with each color ranger. We've seen most of red, like obviously because red being the head honcho,
of course, always.
But all of the other rangers I'm intrigued to learn more about.
Well, because the current Yellow Ranger seems like a psychopath.
Oh, does she? Or no. Oh, no, it's a dude. A boy. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I keep getting confused because in the original Power Rangers, pink and yellow were both girls and the other three were boys.
I know.
And then now there's only one.
Unfortunately, time moves on and we have to acknowledge that there's different Rangers. I think because he had the scars on his mouth.
Blue. Or was Blue, that Blue, I think, had the scars. He's kind of like the badass who's always
with
red. But
the yellow's got the creepy smile is what it is. That's what it is.
He looks a little unhinged.
Yeah. And in this, we don't call them the Rangers. We call them the Keepers. So that's pretty interesting.
The artifacts is very interesting. Like the artifacts that supposedly within, I think they said in the show, a year that they developed these to defeat the original bosses of the henchmen.
Oh.
I think that's what they said in the show. I was like, a year? That's pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I got to tell you, and I think I've maybe said this on the podcast before, but a big shout out to one of the people we went to school with. He has no idea, but I somehow stumbled on his YouTube channel and I watch his stuff. And there's one that he had that came out. It's like, you know, is it the best production value? Absolutely not. But I'll tell you what, he had one video that came out and the guy who he has acting is just awful. Just awful. Bless his heart. I don't act either. And actually this week we're going to have an Instagram post showing us kind of ripping a couple of the packs and some of the cards that we did from the giveaway. And you'll notice from moment one that I also am not great in front of camera, but, the dude in that had said something of like, what's the line? It turned into such a meme in my head of just like the artifacts. What's he want with the artifacts?
Oh, I think I remember.
And that is all. Anytime I hear the word artifact, I just, that plays in my head rent free. And the dude from college has no idea because we don't talk. Yeah. I've not talked to him since college, but I'm there. That's still funny. Supporting the guy.
The artifacts.
Artifacts. What's he want with the artifacts? So yeah, next time anyone says artifacts, guys, just repeat that in your head forever. Anyways, the Rangers. I can agree with you. The weird dark undertones is great because we love a little, and as I mentioned in the beginning, these are both kind of genre bending in certain ways. This is taking the Ranger thing, flipping it on the head, where obviously our Rangers are not necessarily the good guys. It's just refreshing to see.
Or at least they may have been in the beginning and now they're just kind of...
It's a prisoner of war situation that kind of turns the hero into a bit of a, well, maybe we're taking this a little too hard here, but yeah. Okay then.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's definitely, the mystery's great. I'm eager to see how, I wish the foot soldier or what did we
Fighter
say?
D.
Fighter D, Sonny D. Fighter D, I know it's for the comedy. He's just a bit too much of a klutz for, like, I would expect a more skilled henchman to be the one that's trying to. Don't get me wrong. Anime is all about, if you can think it, you can do it. Well, I'll tell you what, he can't. This dude, in several instances, just kind of sucks at what he's doing.
And people are realizing that the jig is up with him.
Yeah.
Especially our main girl.
That's kind of my frustration. Yeah, is it basically one of the pivotal things that is allowing for most of the humor? Yes. I don't know. That's me just pulling straws because I'm genuinely enjoying it. I think it's a great show thus far.
Yeah.
The Hisoka, the Walmart Hisoka pissing me off. But it was good to see him get his just desserts. So
yeah.
Overall, yeah, so far, great. Definitely. And I guess what we can say on the radars is we're obviously not going to rate them, but what we can tell you is we're going to definitely finish the season out.
Oh, yeah.
So this one's not a...
We don't know if we're going to week by week it or let it stack.
Probably going to week by week it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it's just easy. We've only got two shows from this spring that we're currently week by weeking, so...
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
So it should be doable. I don't know if that'll affect anything, but...
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. It's nice to just have a weekly show, too. I feel like...
Something to look forward to.
Sometimes, too, I think for the podcast, you and me are just so about, like, let's crush through this show that it doesn't feel like a... It doesn't feel as organic. I think if we have a weekly, like, hey, on Saturdays, our show comes out. Let's sit on the couch together, you know, hold hands like we used to do when we were in love.
Or like we did with Kaiju number 8.
We did.
Because that came out today, the third episode.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it'll give it more of an organic feel. And the joke there is we do still love each other a little bit.
A little bit.
I would say. For sure. Yeah. So, yeah, that's Go, Go, Loser Ranger. Definitely keep that one on the radar. Now, the other show, which I think could.
And it's ranked higher on MAL, which I was surprised.
Which is surprising because I don't think that this one is trying to break as many barriers as the other one is. I think this is a very kind of cut and dry. The concept itself is different, but the execution is kind of, as we've already seen, big underdog story. Just mixed into the old reversal of kaiju stuff. Kaiju number 8. What is a kaiju? Well, that's kind of just a big ass monster in Japan. We call them kaijus. And as I keep saying over and over that I've said on the podcast is when we were heading back from Japan, my legendary moment as a fleet of young Japanese children came up to me and said, you know, what are you doing here? And what's your favorite Japanese word? And I said, kaiju. It just lit their face up. I'm like.
And they had a little cute giggle moment because they thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
and it was hilarious to us.
It was great. So it was a good connection moment. So I just even like the word kaiju. It's probably why this one's obviously rated higher. but the concept for those who are not in the know as well. Kaiju number 8 is following a kind of. I wouldn't say aged out, but Hibino, our main character of 32 years of age, pretty unsatisfied with his job because his job, while he was a kid, the dream was to be part of the squad that goes to eliminate big monsters when they come around. He's still in the business of monsters, but unfortunately, he's on cleanup duty. So he's part of just kind of chunking these monsters apart and getting them out of town.
Cleaning the city.
Bringing things back to how they were, which is very pivotal and is acknowledged that, you know what, it's still an honorable job. But unfortunately, the girl that he used to hang out with when he was a kid has now become...
She's the poster child for this elite squad.
She's essentially it. She is the Michael Jordan. She's on billboards, and this guy has to just sit there going, shit, I told her when I was a kid that I wanted to outdo her, and now I'm just on the cleanup crew. Well, wouldn't fate have it that our main character here ends up meeting this this new recruit who's just kind of there, Ichikawa, who shows up to join the squad, and... In doing that, they kind of get mixed up in a little situation. They're attacked in the streets and both end up in the hospital. Well, in crazy, wacky fashion, wouldn't you know that some type of a parasitic kaiju has entered Hibino's mouth, and he's now able to transform into a kaiju. So, pretty interesting little concept. Obviously, can't let anyone know I'm a kaiju because they'll eliminate me, but then I also want to slay kaiju. So certainly the wackier of the two. The comedy in this is like a truck. You're getting just absolutely hit left and right for some wacky stuff. And it's just, it's the little things in the show. There's a line when he's taking a fitness test that he says... Because he had taken the test and failed back in the day. Well, now he is taking it again in his 30s. And all he says at one point when he's trying to climb something is, do you really get this weak when you turn 30? And I'm like, brother, I've never had anime hit me so close to home. Yes, you do. When you wake up when you're 30, you just hurt in a spot. It's just science. I didn't write this. It's the way things work. Okay.
Suddenly we are out of shape 30-year-olds though.
Suddenly you've got allergies. You never had those. Lactose intolerance might be also something in your future. I don't know. The 30s just hits weird. You're still hip and young, right? Just the body's starting to not. It's showing signs of, hey, we're over that little peak of yours. We're now kind of descending. which is great. No, I'll say we're not out of shape though.
No, you don't
think
so?
When I went bouldering, which I have to, it's kind of like being a vegan. I have to mention that every 3 seconds. Now that I've gone bouldering once, I got to tell you, I was climbing for 3 hours straight. I'm still pretty okay. I was fine. I'm not. Yeah.
Then I'll just consider myself out of shape.
Well, you know, there's a human in your stomach that might lead to maybe a little bit less dexterity and endurance. I'm no doctor, but maybe. The humor in this one is great.
This one is the humor is good in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. I think
the Go-Go Loser Ranger is kind of like sometimes a little silly because of what it's mostly like around Fighter D. Like, as you mentioned,
he
you would hope him trying to infiltrate has a little bit more
tact.
And he doesn't. So it's kind of, it puts him in funny situations. But this one, it's our main character that just has a lot of funny moments. And I love him and the younger guy that's kind of his squad mate.
His underling, Ichikawa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think their dynamic with each other is pretty funny. Left on such a cliffhanger, though, this last episode.
I know. 3 episodes deep, and they're definitely doing the cliffhangers for us here. But a big thing, too, with this one is first episode. And someone had said it, I think it was Ghost in our Discord, had said that Go-Go Loser Ranger, the first episode, had kind of almost Fire Force vibes. I would more so akin, for me personally, watching Kaiju 8, that was a very Fire Force-esque intro to me. Obviously, Fire Force didn't invent this. It's just our favorite show that I think had a very effective first episode where it's like you get a dose of the past. How have we gotten here? What's the aspirations of our character? What's holding them back? Insert something crazy that's happening in their life that could potentially change it. Boom, episode's over. Kaiju 8 did that to us. Did the whole setup, gave us plenty of flashbacks to set the tone. We have this kind of under and out main character, and it's just, yeah, it's hitting those same flags for me. And that's why I think I'm more so invested in this. The week by week is going to be brutal.
Yeah,
for sure.
This is going to be brutal. Yeah. This is going to hurt.
Production IG, though, is doing great as far as the animation quality goes. And that goes the same with Go-Go Ranger. Both of these shows look phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how quickly these were produced, but they're looking good. So big shouts to
they each have their own, not unique, obviously, because it's been done before, but they don't look the same. Like Go-Go Loser Ranger. I'm not going to say it's flat, but maybe because it's more colorful. Go-Go Loser Ranger, this Kaiju number 8 is definitely got like those darker tones, and it's got like a certain art feel that I can't. It kind of almost reminds me of artistically of Fire Force.
It's kind of, let's say, let's try and mix it because we're not original. I would say it's almost kind of got, yeah, that. So let's say Heavenly Delusion and Fire Force.
Yes.
The character design is what's, I think, most massive in most modern day anime, because essentially all production studios are going to be able to get some tolerable animation out, but it's more so just the flow and the cohesiveness of the character design that's super appealing and what gives you like the, and I think Soul Eater, Fire Force, because it's the same creator, those both go into this niche of when, like, well, it's not a niche, but when you see those characters, you know it. Same goes for like Akira Toriyama, Rest His Soul. Anything drawn from that dude or developed as far as characters go, you knew it. That's why when we had talked about the video games he designed for, you're like, yeah, of course, Akira Toriyama. So I'm a big proponent of, I like me some very unique, off the beaten path character design. Kaijuid's doing it. I think they look unique, but it's also, it's not like the art style itself isn't groundbreaking enough to where it's like, this could, if you put this in a sea of other stuff, it could maybe get intermingled. Whereas Go-Go Loser Ranger, the way they're using, not necessarily the character design, but the way they're really holding back the colors until the Rangers are in, it's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's those visual cues we like to see.
Yeah.
So what is, I don't know, what can you do to even try and push the limits anymore? It's getting harder and harder. That line's blurring for sure.
Yeah, the only way you're going to do it is you make shows like Dorohedoro, which we are also watching. I do not like the CG, but that story is whack.
It's wackadoodle.
The characters, whack. What's happening? Whack. I don't know what's happening, but that's been a fun one that we've been watching.
And thanks for bringing that meme back. His haircut, whack. I think we're just along for the ride on Dorohedoro for sure, because I too, and it doesn't help that episode 2, I maybe wasn't fully paying attention because Haikage in the Discord, big shouts to him, let me know that Apple finally had a pretty solid emulator added to its app store, and I have just been playing some emulation of games that I currently own physically for legal purposes. it's been nice. So, and actually could have brought a tear to my eye. It actually made me rekindle re-spark. Yes, thank you. You could tell I was struggling. Respark and give me this inspiration to go on to an emulator site and find a long lost game. I could not for the life of me Google. I'm like, what is this Bomberman game from the old Game Boy days that I loved to death? You better believe I found it.
You did.
And
is it called Bomberman?
Yeah, it's like Bomberman something.
So you're telling me you weren't able to Google it, but you found it on the emulator?
Do you know how, don't come at me with that. Do you know how you SEO works?
You are a master Googler.
I'm a decent Googler. No, it wasn't that. It's just I could find any in a other game, but this particular one was like Bomberman Championship something Blue Edition.
So it's like when I was trying to find the Lara Croft Tomb Raider game and I didn't know which we did find.
There's
also
so many Bomberman games that there's a sea of them.
Okay, so you're just trying to find the right version is what you're saying.
Exactly. And I think maybe it was something, maybe it was Championship Max or something. Bomberman Max Blue Edition Champion was the game from back when I was a young lad. the cool thing with it was that it kind of added in the gameplay where, so there's 100 stages. It's classic overhead. You're just placing bombs, trying to get through. But because they had a red and a blue version, I think they were trying to take on some of that Pokemon feel. But you get the introduction of Chara bombs, which were unique sets of like these little pet things, I think. But yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's see this. Based on the review, Christian Huey of All Games suggested that the Chara Bomb mode owes a lot to Pokemon, citing that both of the monster battling aspects, as well as the fact that the game had two versions of red and blue, just as Pokemon did. So I think they were trying to cash in, but here's the thing. I had enough love to spread between both.
Now, for Pokemon red and blue, are those arbitrary colors, or does it go with blue, meaning Squirtle, and red and Charmander? Or is it just arbitrary? Because then there's yellow and they have Pikachu on the box.
No, I think the original was probably going from those original starter elements.
What about green? What about Bulby?
There is a Leaf Green out there. So there's a green edition. It didn't hit until later. I think Japan had red, blue, and green, and we only got red and blue. Gotta Google that one. I believe so. But then I think eventually when they came out with the remake of Red for Game Boy Advance, which was called Fire Red, they had Leaf Green that came out.
Okay.
So they didn't do Water Blue or something weird like that. Yeah. So anyways, that was a tangent. But some more talk on Kaiju 8. So what I'm loving thus far is obviously just absolutely feeling this guy's pain at 30 years old. But nothing beats an underdog story, right? Well, maybe a comeback story, kind of like that Kim Kardashian thing. She had a comeback story, I believe. I mean, it's so funny. I've never even seen Parks and Rec, but that's like my favorite scene.
Oh, it's the best.
So good. Good on him.
I haven't watched it either.
What a great blooper.
Chris Pratt.
He's on it with that one. But yeah, no, the underdog story is always going to hit. But in this case, I don't know. They've already set up this character where I really want him to succeed. And he's not even really got it that bad. I think he's got an okay life. It's just obviously that job will get old real quick. And then even his boss is putting him on intestine duty where he's getting covered in kaiju shit all the time. Which is just funny too, because it's like, it's just a nice little metaphor for corporate America, right? It's like, because when he goes, I don't want to do the intestines. I just did it yesterday. Like, but you're so good at it. And it's the shit work that gets put on the people. You're so good at it. Keep doing it, you know? So, yeah. But thus far, what's putting Kaiju over Go-Go Loser Ranger of the two? Again, disclaimer, we're loving them both. I don't want any anger from any of you. But yes,
I don't even know if I could quantify it. I just think Kaiju number 8 is more my jam kind of a story.
Sure. It's just hitting the right stuff.
Yeah. I think, as you said, I love a good underdog. That's a good one. The intrigue of, not that obviously Go-Go Loser Ranger has a little bit at stake too. You know, our main guy in Kaiju number 8 has the ability to turn into a kaiju, which, as you said, you're dead on sight, basically. Yeah. And then you got Go-Go Loser Ranger, which he's also basically going to be dead on sight when the Rangers find out that he's not up in this tower and he's just walking around trying to infiltrate the Rangers headquarters, I guess. But I don't know. I think maybe I set up too many expectations for Go-Go Loser Ranger when we heard about it and saw like
the previews for it.
And I thought the story was going to be a little different and it wasn't meeting my expectations. So I think I was slightly disappointed.
Oh,
so maybe that's why. Maybe I feel a little burned.
I'd say both. And I didn't know hyped
anything about Kaiju number 8. The only thing I knew about Kaiju number 8 was seeing it en masse in Barnes and Noble. And I was like, that's a pretty cool cover.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So,
well, I knew the popularity. I'm like, oh, okay, this one's gonna hit a certain way.
Yeah.
Two of note, voice actors and actresses. So the prodigy, the annoying girl from Kaiju thus far, there's essentially a young 16-year-old who,
Oh my gosh, like, she's 16?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They say it in the show.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, because it doesn't say it here. I'm almost positive they said 16 or whatever. But the voice actress behind that, because that character, we're like, oh God, she, you know, she sucks, yada, yada. Turns out her voice actress is Power from Chainsaw.
Oh.
And also is, there was one more. Oh, crap. What was it? Oh, Delta from Eminence.
Delta's the one who's like the beast girl, right?
The dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is funny. Hmm.
Yeah. So that's good to see. And then the other cool one for me, and just how perfectly situated it is, but our Fighter D voice actor, he was the main dude in Love After World Domination. So the guy has hit his Ranger stride.
Mm-hmm.
So between those two.
Which I love that show.
Yeah, because I had forgot. I had mentioned he was Subaru, but I had forgot to mention the bigger one. That is the fact that.
Isn't it Futaro? Is that his name?
Fudo.
Oh, Fudo.
Close. Oh. So, I mean, you're there. You're there for sure. So, yeah, no, two great shows. Definitely hoping you guys are. Oh my gosh.
Who else is he?
Arthur from Fire Force.
Oh my gosh.
Who would have known? It's like if you keep scrolling, you'll find things out. That's crazy.
Well, their system of labeling things is kind of backwards on Mal.
Yeah, maybe stop doubling up on this crap.
Yeah.
But yeah, who would have known Senku is Arthur? He's a dumbass and a smart guy. That's so great. Just judging the voice actors like their characters are the same IQ as them. It's crazy. Cool. So yeah, those are two. Definitely let us know your thoughts thus far, either on the Instagram. You could do Spotify Q&A of like the what'd you think of this episode. Let us know there if you want, or just let us know in the Discord. We're around. We're talking. We're doing our thing.
I wonder if there's anything else. We haven't watched any spring, you know, kind of like a Giguk review to kind of give us the flavor of the season. You know, we haven't watched anything. So we kind of picked these. Well, definitely we were going to watch Go-Go Loser Ranger. And the second one we were going to do for the radar was kind of like a hat trick pull. We were like, Kaiju number 8. Like, well, we just kind of picked it.
I'll tell you what. Well, it's because spring 2024 is popping off. Okay. Picking what to do. There's a lot of crazy shit going on. Well, you don't want Konosuba, but Konosuba 3 is supposedly underway. This is all based on Mal. We're going to have Demon Slayer going.
When's that start? May?
May 12th for Demon Slayer.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Reincarnated as Slime Season 3, April 5th.
There's already three seasons of that? Yeah, of course. Oh, my gosh.
We are getting part two of Mushoku Tensei Season 2.
Okay.
Which we've been wanting a little bit
of
that.
Is that My Hero right there?
My Hero.
Plus Ultra, dude.
Oh, on May the 4th be with you, Star Wars guys.
Oh, that's Saturday.
Oh, cool.
It's coming Saturday.
We'll let that one stockpile, okay? But Spice and Wolf, which I think this is like, I don't know if it's a reboot or a recreation, but I don't know if this is a sequel or if it's a reboot. I'm not entirely sure. Windbreaker's the other, like, new to the party that we want to check out, because that's...
Was that the Tokyo Revengers thing we keep... Or, like, the kind
Tokyo
of...
Tokyo Revengers-esque, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, the gang stuff.
We love us some punks beating the shit out of each other. Yeah, no, I guess it's kind of like Tokyo Revengers, but less Takabichi about it.
Oh, my gosh, you know yeah. I mean? And hopefully not the time travel.
Hey, we can't talk because we love... We're out here watching Tokyo Revengers every time it comes out, so we can say our things. But
yeah. Anything else of note? That's
Yeah, another romance. Yeah, sorry. No, the other one that seems somewhat interesting is Grandpa and Grandma turn young again.
Oh, we saw a clip from that when they were like younger.
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, that's
might
cute.
Be sweet, might be shit. A condition called love.
Oh.
Which, as we've not heard anything about that, we can do a quick, that's a pretty long synopsis.
Yeah,
it's a romance, whatever. Laid Back Camp Season 3. That's one that I'm like, there's three seasons of that. Ooh, Bartender.
Oh.
Glass of God.
Oh.
Hidden in the back streets of Ginza District in Eden Hall, Lone Bar. We'll probably check that one out. Re-Monster. Who knows what that is? spring is just, there's a lot going on. Jellyfish Can't Swim in the Night is the name of one. That's
what we keep seeing on the Crunchyroll header. Remember, we kept seeing that jellyfish thing.
Oh.
You kind of said it.
That's right.
You're like, that's a stupid title.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, but here's the thing. I said the same thing about Pancreas, and we ended up loving that.
I mean, that's true.
Blue Archive is getting an animation, and that started.
What's that, a game?
It's a gacha game.
Oh, no. Lord, help me.
We need to watch the Arknights one before we get into anything else.
Arknights.
Yeah, other than that, I mean.
I was kind of intrigued with the first episode of the Arknights show, and you were kind of me.
No, I'm into it.
Oh, okay.
Whisper Me a Love Song is also going on.
Mm.
It's just the scrolling just keeps going, and it's just, yeah, this it is won't pretty stop. Long. Train to the end of the, they're airing everything. I think we're getting down to the. This one's called A Salad B-roll. Bowl of Eccentrics. Yeah, I think we're definitely getting down to the nitty gritty here. But anyways, yeah, no. So going back to the please, if you're in the Discord, I know Ghost does some great write-ups. As a matter of fact, I had kind of gone through it once, but I got to go back and read it. He did a nice, awesome write-up on some of the shows he's watching. But
he basically does a more extensive version of our radar for like half the shows that come out.
Yeah, he's better than us for sure. Have to have him on the podcast at some point. Oh, but then you guys will turn on us and say, we just want him. He talks good. Like, well, that's true. But yeah, I'm eager to hear what people are putting their chips into, you know, with limited time and too many shows. Let's face it. The game's changed. You need to kind of
win
just,
me over.
You got to zone in on what you want. And that's that in a bag of chips. So recommendations are huge right now.
Now, we're going to watch Mushoku, right?
Of course we're going to watch Mushoku.
We got to start season two, though. I've been chomping at the bit.
I thought we... Oh, did we not start it at all?
No, we
didn't. No, we
start
were
it
waiting because we knew that this was going to be coming out. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Fair enough. Cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, hope you guys are having a great start to the week. Do me a favor. Don't let anything get you down this week. Listen, spring's here. Nice weather finally hit Illinois in a consistent manner. Fertilized, did some weed and feed, perfect amount of days, picked up some dandies. Now we've had plenty of rain to get that nice green luscious action going, trying to get her nice and strong before summer's here to beat her ass. You know what I mean? Just trying to get that grass nice and crisp. Like, yeah, of course I'm a suburban man just trying to live the dream of making people jealous with my current lawn. Yeah. Am I winning? No. But I tell you what. You want an underdog story? It's my lawn. The person that owned this house.
Oh, man.
I dare say it should be. I would take her to court if she wasn't so old, but it's a war crime what she left us with in this yard. The amount of shit that we're having to fix back here, it's insane. People are like, oh, lawn's looking pretty good. I'm like, if you only knew. If you only knew what I've had to endure in 2 years.
Yeah, our neighbor told us a couple summers ago when we were talking about the fight we had with the dandelion. She's like, oh, Joyce loved those little yellow flowers.
Yeah, so it sounds like, and don't get me wrong, I like dandelions. I'm not saying we can't have any in our yard. She has left us. It's like it's Go-Go Loser Ranger. Every Sunday I look out there and the monsters are back. And I'm like, get out of here. Except for I am still the good ranger just trying to, you know, defeat the monsters. But it's all right. It's nice. Gets you outside. Tell you what, as a...
Get your head burned.
As a non-canopied individual, a.k.a. Not too much hair up top, you forget that overcast days will get you. So I'm pretty
You can
burnt.
Still get sunburned with overcast, babe.
I am certainly a Red Ranger as of this weekend. That's okay. It's been good, though. It's nice. And then Faye's loving it outside. The neighbor girls just love Faye. I talk about an absolute blessing. We got some great neighbors, and they all are very smitten with our beautiful daughter. Heck, even we went out to dinner today. This isn't boasting. It's just like, it is
a proud parent moment.
It is crazy. Like, Faye is so well-behaved at just 2.5. She's just sitting on a normal chair at the place that we went to is called Cooper's Hawk. And It's like this, it's not high end, but it's a sit down. It's a nicer spot. They specialize in wine, so on and so forth. Well, didn't even have a booster. So she's just sitting on a normal chair in her beautiful little chicken dress, eating, doing some coloring, just being overall a sweetie pie. And all there was several older ladies around us that,
like grandmas,
I was catching them out of the peripherals staring at her. And I'm like, ah, man, I hope they're not like, what are they looking at her for? What's going on?
I could tell the lady behind that was sitting behind you. I could tell she was smiling like the whole time whenever she looked at Faye. I was like, she's loving this.
The one behind you
probably doesn't see it very often.
Yeah, right. Well, the one behind you, she came to the table as they were leaving, came up and was like, hey, listen, I just need to tell you, how old is she? And we were like, oh, she's, you know, 2.5. She's like, holy crap. Yeah. Okay. She is such a darling. So no, Danielle, big shout out. I would dare.
Big ups.
Little biased. Real good mom. I'm going to say you're one of the better moms.
Thank you. I try.
Yeah. So
I have my weekdays, but try to have more up days than weekdays.
That's right. All right, we all. Yeah. Amen, sister.
Once this baby's born, I'll be back to my normal self. It's slow going.
We
over
all
here.
Say that, and then they change you. These kids will change you for sure. Yeah. For the better, generally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little less sleep.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to end up becoming someone who maybe hides emotions a little bit better, or maybe doesn't get too excited when speaking. She's going to get me to start speaking monotone is what I'm trying to say. Because if I even just get slightly excited and I'm having a decent conversation with Danielle that has me, you know, a little higher pitched, or I'm like talking a little bit every time without fail.
When you're more
out
animated.
Of the cut, doesn't even matter. Doesn't know where she's coming from. She's coming out of cupboards. She's rappelling from the ceiling. Dad, talk nice to mom. Like, Faye, you're antagonizing the situation because I was talking happy.
Yeah.
Craziness.
And she needs to take some of her own medicine. She's been mean to me lately.
She's been pretty zesty.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
And she don't listen.
No. Gosh, I love her though, because sometimes she's so funny, I can't even be mad. That's the key.
Oh, should you tell the joke you said at dinner today? Or not the joke, what Faye did this week? When she swore for like the first time on her own without being prompted to say something.
Oh, yeah. They already won't let us put ads on this podcast. We might as well just keep our, our F-bombs up. No, so there was she's got a booster chair at our kitchen table and she was climbing up there and the back piece kind of detaches or whatever. And so she's climbing up there. The piece kind of moves and takes off or whatever. And what'd she say? She's
fiddling. I saw her fiddling with the booster, trying to put got to really push. It's like a rubber pad.
And she
pushed it in there.
She couldn't get back on. She goes, I can't get this fucking thing back on there. me and Danielle looked right at each other like, oh, shit.
And we just started laughing.
Oh,
you're
kidding me.
It was actually kind of cute.
It was genuinely very cute. And I'll tell you what, and this isn't me just now trying to get into defensive mode. And I'm sure you guys have seen with the evolution of this podcast. There's been times in my life, I swear like a sailor, the F-bomb is just more so an adjective that describes pretty much everything. You know, good, bad, you name it. F-ing is it. But like, I've certainly cooled down on them. And especially since she was born, we don't really swear in front of her too much. So she definitely picked up on it on potentially the one time I said it. Honestly,
she used it in the correct way.
She used it right. Okay. And just the way she inflected on it. So I can't get this fucking thing on there. I'm like, you're Italian.
She had the inflection. That's
she
right.
did. It was very cute. Yeah. But we, you know, and we're finally at that point in our lives where I remember, you know, I think instances of my parents, if I did something wrong, but it was funny, them laughing while trying to reprimand. And then that's me now. I'm like, don't say that as I'm laughing. So she knows she wants to make her parents laugh. So it's complex, but it's very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were watching Sonic 2 and she just picks up on little phrases now too, as they do. I'm not saying she's special in any means in that way, but Sonic's running up this hill. Keep running up the hill. Remember when Stranger Things ruined that song for everyone? I do. I remember that.
I liked it until they played it every 5 seconds.
Loved it until it was the anthem. So Sonic's running up this hill and then he just slams into this thing and like gets just flattened or whatever. And I think Faye just, and you were kind of late. You were trying to close your eyes and relax. And then Faye just goes, what in the world? I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. That thing came out of nowhere.
She's so funny.
She is. The joy. An absolute joy. Everything's great. And even if it isn't, don't worry. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to keep that optimism, you know?
Keep running up the hill.
Got to keep running up that hill. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to sing it.
No, but I like the, that was good. That was great.
We've had some funny laughs today.
We've had some good laughs. They've all been just stoic, straight stone face, but we've been having fun. That's at least the good part. Oh, and now for their favorite part. Guys, we're going to let you go. If you've made it to this point, my gosh, you must be a great friend of the show. We don't deserve your support, but here you are anyway. Seriously, super happy for you guys to have joined us with the one more episode. There we go. Almost shut down for a second. Did you see the look on my face? I think I was gone.
Yeah.
Went to a different dimension. it's too late for this. But anyways, no, seriously, you guys are the best. This little hobby of ours, it's all worth it because we get to at least give you guys something. I'm not even going to say something fun to listen to, but we just give you something to listen to and it seems to be somewhat okay. So this is great. Good little symbiosis we've got going on. Gotta tell you though, I'm a bit of a massive fan of you and I hope that you're somewhat a fan of us. Any closing thoughts on either of these shows or anything in general?
No,
any
let's confessions? Let these poor people go.
No, that's fair enough. I keep trying to bring them right back in. But you're right. Okay, Danielle, go ahead and send them out, would you?
Bye, guys.